Hello, everybody. In our Torah portion this week, in the aftermath of the Decalogue, in the aftermath of receiving the Aser Sadibros, which we, of course, will not refer to as Ten Commandments because that is not a Jewish term, the question is, how are we going to begin receiving the Torah? If in last week's Parsha it was a taste, it was a sample size, in this week's Parsha we actually begin its detail. And if one looks at the series of mitzvot that are contained in our Parsha this week, the series of commandments that we can find, you will be very surprised, because it seems to literally weave between rules and laws that are quote-unquote religious and those that pertain to the more mundane, between workers and people who watch objects and guard over possessions, interwoven between the Jewish holidays, between other, what was often referred to as religious commandments and dogma, dealing with questions of kosher food and how we cannot wear certain types of clothing because of the way their materials are interwoven. And they are found literally in between how we must treat the poor, the needy, the orphan, and of course, our parents as well. You see, in the ancient world, this was considered an impossibility. Thousands and thousands of years ago, if you opened up any law book, there was a total separation between what is referred to as church and state, referred to as religious law, and of course, social, economic rules and governance. But our Torah, the Torah given from the true one God, realizes that there are not two different lives. There's a one integrated life and one God who understands the human beings need to have a life based on an integration between civil law and religious law. They are not two separate laws. They are totally interwoven. The same God who tells us what we can and cannot eat also tells us responsibility towards our fellow human beings. And this is quite important, because you must have both sides of the equation, and both sides has to be totally interwoven and seen as vital to create a society based on God's holy laws. And it is only with truly understanding this idea that we can become a holy nation, a nation with a singular purpose, realizing that we have a mission, we have a purpose. And if we are able to truly inculcate these values into our lives, into the lives of our families, we will be able to seek and accomplish our important mission. And so the Torah begins with the laws of how we must treat slaves, because we realize that, yes, sometimes slavery happens. Sometimes a person smashes a Lamborghini and cannot pay for it. And the question is, how do we treat this person? How is such an individual treated with respect and dignity and hope? That will define what type of nation and what type of people we truly are. That is a challenge. Many of these commandments are challenges, but they're incredible opportunities. If we can seek those opportunities and rise to the occasion as God calls us to do, we'll be able to bring the world and the world around us to a much holier, safer, meaningful, and purposeful world. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbos.